In the last 2 weeks before the first round of the presidential vote, French law guarantees equal time for all candidates on radio and television.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Élysée 2022 en direct.
This week, public channel France 2 held election coverage in front of a live audience. A clock kept track of each candidate's speaking time. There was Emmanuel Macron.
Bonsoir à vous, Nathalie Arthaud. Bienvenue.
And there was third-time presidential contender Nathalie Arthaud, head of the Workers' Struggle Party, one of two Trotskyists in the race.
Moi, mon adversaire, c'est...
My adversary is the capitalist class, which is blocking all progress and possibility in society, she told her interviewers. I was so shocked how patents kept the vaccines from being given to poor countries. Arthaud explained how her plan of zero unemployment could be achieved by sharing jobs and paying for it through the profits and dividends of the richest companies.
C'est un combat.
Merci, Nathalie Arthaud.
On vous enverra chez Delphine
Ernotte.
Le cas de Jamie. When Arthaud goes a couple seconds over her time, a gong goes off.
Merci. Le candidat communiste et le gong.
Gilles Finkelstein is director of the Jean Jaurès Foundation, a think tank that studies societal trends. He doesn't think France's audiovisual equality law does what it's supposed to.
La conséquence paradoxale de ça, c'est que
the paradox of the law is when we're getting closer to the election, the campaign basically disappears from TV. For a simple reason. A channel cannot, for example, afford to air the campaign rally of someone like Emmanuel Macron. Because if there's an hour of Macron, they have to give every other candidate an hour.
Rural candidate Jean Lassalle filmed his own campaign ad this time around. The 6'3" eccentric son of sheepherders from the Pyrenees has become a kind of folk hero thanks to his presidential bids. I meet art consultant Constance Perret walking through a Paris market. She thinks the on-air equality law is a good thing.
I think if we didn't have this rule, I would never listen to Nathalie Arthaud or Jean Lassalle, who is kind of crazy. And when you have to listen to them for 10 minutes in the morning in the radio, you're kind of like, okay, capitalism is going too far. Okay, she has a point, or he has a point. I think it's nice. It's nice for them to have a voice.
Perret says Lassalle may never become president, but he's highlighted important rural issues and was once voted the candidate most French people want to have a drink with. Polls show this presidential race, which will be decided on April 24th, could be a rematch between Emmanuel Macron, who currently has support from 52% of voters, and right-wing standard-bearer Marine Le Pen, who has managed to improve her image, appearing more mainstream now, and is closing in on Macron with 47% of voter support, with just 3 weeks to go. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.